morning or good afternoon to you, depending where you're listening to the world. I'm Kara O'Connor, and welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you could call and ask any question that you want. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we open up the phone lines after the first break. I do want to tell you about a certain up-and-coming events. If you're not on the newsletter to receive the free newsletter, I encourage you to check out the website because we offer specials, and we always usually do some sort of special of the month, and so you get updated costs information, and also you can take advantage of those different specials. We have on September 28th, the class, it's a teleclass, of the year 2012, the end of the cycle. And that's on a Tuesday night. It's from 7 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And that's where we're going to cover the Mayan calendar, history, mixing out, clearing out the messages of fear, what you do now matters, and how we're getting back to balance. And so all that information is on the website. Everyone receives a MP3 of the class that signs up for it, and it's you can re-listen to it over and over again with the phone number that is available to you after you sign up. We also have an intuitive development circle beginning. For beginners, it's the way it's said on the internet, but you don't have to be a beginner. You could be advanced and still do it. This is where we're going on a four-week cycle where every single week, starting September 29th from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, for four consecutive Wednesdays from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, I'll be covering different things, and we're going to get into that. And what it does is give you a solid foundation to open your intuition. And we're going to address different things every kind of week. So you could sign up for all four of the classes, or you could sign up for just one of them. If you sign up for all four of them, you get an extra. It's like one class free. So the first week, we're going to talk about protection and how to create your own dream journal so you can understand your own symbolic language. The second week, we're going to meet spirit guides, animal totems, and nature spirit guides, getting reconnected to the five archangels. The third week, we're going to get confidence as far as how to read our messages and practice reading and how to read clearly from your third chakra, because a lot of people start reading from their second chakra, so we want the higher information versus the survival information. And the fourth week, we kind of wrap it all up. We get into what portal you have, because we all have portals that we use to get our information. A lot of people are clear cognitive, and so they're clear knowing, so a lot of times they miss the messages. So when you start working with your portal and exercising it, then you get more messages. So that's the beginner class, but again, you could have advanced, and I think you can never learn enough. And so that's starting at the end of the month, and then Thursday, telephone and in-person classes, and this is the next level of developing intuition, and it's a four-week class. And again, you can sign up for one of the classes if you want to. They start September 23rd, 7:30, 9:30, and this is where we're going to take it deeper. It's all about practicing and exercising our intuitive muscle and being able to get our own unique symbolic language. There's universal symbols, but there's also our own symbols, and so in all that's different to us. And the practice is so important. A lot of people say to me, how did you develop, or they'll notice over the years that I'm continuing to develop and continuing to get different symbols, and I'll even say it when I'm doing a radio show. My new symbol is, for example, this year's or this last couple of months is a round table versus a conference table. And that one image of a table, I could go on for hours about what it means. And so this is, again, all our unique energy. And the most important thing is practice, is what I say to people. It's the practice. It's the letting go. It's allowing yourself to practice in a safe group where you feel you don't feel vulnerable. So that's the classes that are coming up. And I really encourage, if you want to develop that muscle, it's where we're going. It's where we're evolving. The intuitive sense, we all have it. And so it allows you to really step into your intuitive self. And then we also have a full-day class that Saturday, October 23rd, from 11 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we're going to really, if you attend in person or in club via the telephone, we're going to go into the keys of multidimensional living. We're really going to address and give you a solid foundation of what that means. A lot of people are talking about multidimensional living and all the different universes and all this other stuff. And so as we continue to to evolve. We're really getting downloaded at a rapid rate. The veil is becoming thinner for us to have access to our other aspects of ourselves. And these aspects are alive and within our energy field. And there's literally trillions of packets of information within your energy field. And so how do you start accessing it for your empowerment? How do you clear out the shadow parts? How do you clear out the parts where it could be literally blocking and interfering with information? We're going to go through that, every single part of that, bit by bit, with the class. And the biggest part I always talk about as far as meeting our wounded part or our shadow part, because that absolutely can block us from receiving that higher information. So we're going to integrate, we're going to acknowledge, integrate, and heal that aspect and continue to heal on it. So that class is on October 23rd. We're also having the gatherings, and they are the first Friday of the month. There are 2 hours from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. The next one is October 8th, and that's where I give you information of what, as far as what I'm reading. I do individual readings, but I also read the earth grids of what's happening around the earth energy right now and the universal grids, and all of it is affecting our micro worlds, and so ourselves, each and every single one of us. So during the gatherings, we discuss what's happening right now with us individually, the macro view and a micro view of what's happening, and then give you tools to be able to handle the shifts that are happening, because there's a lot of shifts going on and happening, and I wanted to get into that before we go to the phone calls. What I saw symbolically, I studied shamanism years ago, and they talk about the healer has a lot of times a snake animal totem, and the snake is all about transformational energy. It's about helping all of us heal one, like a snake does. It releases its skin all at once, not one scale at a time. So when you work with snake medicine and you would call in snake medicine, it's all about transformational energy. And instead of healing one story at a time, one wound at a time, it helps us make major transformational shifts within our life, which of course opens you up to more health, more abundance, more in abundance in all of its forms, money, relationships, all of that flow. When we're blocked, it interferes with the incoming and outcoming messages we give to the universe. And so the snake allows us, because I saw this image of the snake swallowing the earth symbolically. And so if people are caught and they feel the snake, or they get stuck and they see the snake's shadow as it's opening its mouth, or it looks at the fangs, that's where a lot of people are feeling resistant, or they're feeling fear, or that shadow part creates like a darkness. It's like clouds going over the sun. And so people can really get into feeling, again, shaky, fearful. They're contracting their energy. Instead of what snake allows us to do is work with the energy and transform our life. And so really looking in those corners of our life where we're blocked, where we're stuck, where we don't have flow, and being able to get rid of those blocks. And so collectively in the earth grids, when I see again that snake going over to the earth, it's an invitation for all of us to really clean out our closets physically, mentally, emotionally. Now as we're entering into fall, where we get into fall equinox toward the end of the month, whenever there's a change of season, it's a really good time to get in tune with that season. Even in all the different traditions they talk about, start eating your diet as far as what the foods are available at that time of that month, the season. And it just attunes you back into nature. It gets you grounded. And all of that is being able to work more profoundly with the transformational energy that's available for each and every single one of us right now. But sometimes I see people, it's like they have this symbolic raincoat over them and they're bent over and they're contracted and they're resisting this change. They're like holding on to dear life. And if you look at it as just reading energy patterns, the energy, the transformational energy is around each and every single one of us. And what we resist persists. So the more we resist, the more we could feel go into those fear patterns. So it really is all about understanding the next level of letting go, surrendering, allowing. And we've heard those words forever. They've been the title of many, many books, classes, seminars, all of that. But this is really understanding it at a real cellular level, what it means to let go, surrender. And a lot of times people talk about going through a period of the dark night of the soul, or it feels like a mini death. And it can be, because it is the death of the ego. It's not death of who you are, because who and what you are is eternal, immortal. It can never, ever be destroyed, because we are energetic beings. We're all part of God, Source, Creator. So that part of us can never, ever die. But what is being invited to die and for us to let go is the ego part of us, is the wounded part of us, to let go of our his or her stories, our histories, so we can then be more grounded and work in harmony with Mother Earth, Gaia Spirit, and be able to really work with her energies and all the healing that she allows us and the universal energies. Think of as above, so below. Each and every single one of us is a channel. And if we're either blocking off the universal energies, which could be look like they're coming up above you and all around you, or the Earth's energies that can symbolically look like they're coming from your feet. Either way, if there's a block in your plumbing or your electrical energy, it's going to create more static in your life. It's really, I like to use simple analogies because they don't have to be difficult. And so we're working at this period right now to be invited. The snake is a huge, and any kind of, especially in shamanism, when somebody's working with snake medicine, the medicine person knows the person's making major transformation. And that not only does it involve us personally, but the Earth is doing her own transformational period, and we could see it, all evidence of it everywhere. So she's clearing her energy field. She's going up to the next vibrational rate. Nothing is going to stop her. So we could resist all we want, but she's going to be going through her process, and it will be affecting each and every single one of us. So this is all about, again, letting go, surrendering, allowing us to get rid of our histories, our blocks. Then we really can start holding in and bringing in more of the later energy that will help us become more in flow, expand us more sideways, give us more of an energetic backbone, is what it looks like, a spiritual backbone that makes you more connected, and it cannot not change every aspect of your life. So we are offering many classes to support it for everybody, and we're going to go to open phone lines after this first break. You're listening to The Kari O'Connor Show. We'll be back in a few.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staupp is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staupp can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Hi, I'm Brenda Ball.
And I'm Tony Ball, and we've been married for over 25 years. In that time, we found ourselves putting on a pound or two per year, and next thing you knew, we're 30, 40 pounds overweight.
That's when we made the choice to get on that Take Shape for Life program. After being married for 25 years and struggling with weight that whole time, I'm actually now two sizes smaller than my wedding dress.
With the Take Shape for Life program, you can lose those extra pounds. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and we open up phone call lines to take in your calls, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
I would love to do that for you, Carrie, and we'll start things off. We'll go to Pomfret, Connecticut, and we have Lynn calling in. She's going through some transitions, and she's having some difficulty with them making the decisions off of those transitions, so let's see if we can help her out. Lynn, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you. Hi. Well, the past 6 months of my life, I've had the most transition I've ever had. Mm. And I am trying to tune into my higher power or God to make sure that I'm making the right choices to follow whatever my life path is going on here. And I'm having a hard time deciphering if I'm actually tuning in correctly. Maybe you can guide me in which how I can tell if I'm making the right choices.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lynn, what it goes to, when I'm looking at the right side of your energy field, when you pull, your energy is pulling me into the 5 to 7 feet around your energy field, and I see it's kind of foggy. When I see that part of the energy field, it's the mental body. So sometimes we could get foggy in our emotional body, sometimes the mental body, and all of this is practice. And so in the right side, it's not only the male side, but it's the energy that you're putting out into the world now. And one of the biggest things that you could tell if you're tapping into the energy that's guiding you, if it feels light for you, is what I always say. If it feels light for you, then it's right for you. And we don't have to, if we get information or we get a feeling or something seems synchronistic, and then we keep on going back to it and we kind of go do the gerbil ride kind of deal, because when I see mental blocks, that's the tendency to
yes.
do over mental processing. And that's even part of your energy field, where we tend to either be more of a mental person or an emotional person, and it's just the way we're wired. But having that awareness is going to give you empowerment. So when you feel yourself going back to it and overthinking it and going around and around, then it starts creating a static, and then you start doubting the information. But it goes back to the feeling. Whenever you're feeling something, drop it into your heart and see what it feels like, and just get out of your head, and then just even picture it as a ball, as the decision is a ball that's going into your heart, and then see if it feels expansive, if it feels like you can breathe deeper, then like go with it, and or if it feels restrictive or a little bit shaky, then I'd see that it's getting influenced by the mental mind. And I also see that you are absolutely working with the snake medicine that's affecting every single part of your life. In October through December, and especially by the November, I'm seeing that three-month period where November is a big turning point. I'm watching you turn 180 degrees to your left side, and so that's opening up more of the feminine energy. And when that blue energy comes in, it's cooling. And when I see a great big iron, it's like things seem to iron itself out. You're not going to have to wait till November to start feeling that in your life, but really being able to make sure, especially when somebody's in transitional period, make sure you're grounded, make sure you're nurturing yourself. And I just saw you out with your back against a tree, so making sure you're connected to nature literally, because it'll help clear the mental body. Even putting your head, your crown chakra, on top of a tree helps absorb all the kind of static that we can get. And so think of that. Go back to the feelings, because our emotions are literally energy in motion, and most of our emotions are related to like staticky post-traumatic stress that is a fight or flight, and it's reactive stuff. Feelings look totally different in the energy field. It has symmetry. It has balance. A lot of times I'll look at infinity eights where there's a lot of symmetry and there's like a sense of absolute flow, and that's a total different feeling. So think of that. You're literally training your body from going out of emotions and mental processing to what I call the feeling body and the wisdom body, and that's different from the mental emotional. And it's just not switching the words. It literally looks different in within the energy field. I also think you see a rocket ship behind you. Whenever I see that symbol, that means things really taking off in a good way, in a powered way, because I keep on watching your core energy, and you're kind of bent forward, and your third chakra is not getting as much energy as it can. So even feel yourself. Check out through the day. Is your shoulders back? Is your heart wide open? Are you grounded? And clear yourself throughout the day. Give yourself, even if it's you have to start with a timer and you just check in to see if you're breathing. So many people breathe short and they're not getting enough oxygen literally in their brain, and so in their whole body literally. And so doing those techniques are going to be able to really help you see if it's staticky information or if it's if it's accurate information. You'll be able to feel it out. If I feel something that feels staticky or is like a bowl of jello, I put it off to the side, or I don't really, I kind of like put the whole thought period on the shelf, and I just be I'm open for the next message. And so that's what I'm watching
right.
the energy field doing. Okay?
All right. You're awesome.
All right. Thank you. You have a great
thank
day,
you.
Lynn. Okay. Bye-bye, hon.
Thanks, Lynn, for calling in. It leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We'll head up Ellis. She's calling in from Western Maryland. She had a question about energy shifting in her life, because I know, Carrie, you touched base a little bit on it in the beginning of the show here.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to see if she can get a little more information about her and what's going on with her life. So,
alrighty.
All right, Ella, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up for Carrie?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Carrie, I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
I know that, you know, the whole retrograde thing has been happening and we're just getting out of it or whatever, but I've just felt really energetically like that everything is just way off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know whether it's just me or is something happening around us. I was listening very intently to you earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So could you tell me?
Yeah, this is much more than at Mercury in retrograde. Just think of that as one tiny, tiny aspect. What we're literally doing is going through this speeding up process where the Earth, imagine, I like to use simple analogies. The Earth is going from a 1,000-watt light bulb to a 100,000-watt light bulb energy frequency that is affecting, going right up to every step we walk, and we're getting that energy, and then the energies that are around us, it's like it's the rain that I call it love washes, or it's seen as dry rain, is coming all around us. And so it's all about being able to transform, be able to let go. So it's much more than Mercury in retrograde, where our whole foundational energies are being shifted. And the more we resist, some people are feeling it's like the rug is getting pulled out underneath them, and it really has to do with our foundational, our first, second, and third chakra. And when I'm looking at your energy field, you're getting hit right in your third chakra. And it looks like that Pillsbury's Doughboy commercial where they kind of do the indent in the finger, but I'm seeing a fist that's coming into the right side, kind of like knocking the wind over out of you and kind of putting your shoulders forward energetically. And so make sure that you put energy into the third chakra, connect and see the sun in it, any kind of yellow energy into it will be able to help you be able to feel safe. I'm also looking at your feet, and they look like they have symbolic ice skates on them, and it looks like it's like somebody learning just how to skate. And so and that goes to the left side of your root chakra, and so that's things in the past where you're very sensitive, Ella, you're very empathic, and so you're not only picking up with the changes within yourself, but you're picking up in your area, and also the earth grids and the universal grids, they're all shifting. Our micro worlds are a mirror of what's happening out in the macro world. And what if we resist this, again, it can feel like fear, it can feel our foundation is falling apart, or it doesn't feel very safe or very shaky, or the more we work with it and really give ourselves a new foundation, new roots, and that's where we step out of our past stories, our histories. It literally wires our energy field differently, so we are much more in a balanced state, so we're able to handle these waves, and it kind of puts like a symbolic think of it as a boogie board or a surfboard underneath the water, so we're able to go through these changes with much more what I call grace and ease instead of kicking or screaming. And it doesn't mean shifts aren't going to happen for everybody, because this is where we're at. We're at this major transformational period around the whole world that is affecting all of us, and it's not going to stop for all of our lifetimes. This is going on. This is what was written in the universal grids when we came down here. So there's a part of us that knows all of this change is happening, and then how we handle it is really up to our own makeup. So think of this period right now, and especially I'd encourage you to work with the third chakra in particular, and your root chakra, the red one over to the left side, because I'm watching these, they look like grapefruit size balls that are energetic cysts that are leaving. And so that means to me emotional wounds that have to do with root stuff. And I also see you at 3 to 5 years old, where that's the time when you started not trusting your own intuition, like it wasn't backed up. So you had to, and you didn't have the foundational energy, because I'm watching this red bowl of jello, which is my symbol of feeling emotional stuff in the house and then not being supported if you asked by it, where a lot of times parents don't want us to know what's going on. And so it makes us not trust our own intuition. So think of it as a period in time where you can clear out your own foundation, put your own foundation where you make your, it's like a, think of it as a magic carpet where you feel safe within yourself where you could be grounded and, again, go with the flow and not resist it. And I keep on seeing a process with you. I'm seeing you in a shower of fives, and numerologically that's all about change, major change, but this is where you're training your body, where a lot of us, and I'm talking about 90% of the world, when I say to them or anybody says change to them, they go, their energy contracts and they immediately go to fight or flight, and it looks like their lower three chakras or their tailbone extends and it looks like a fish hook and it pulls up their lower foundational energy in a fight or flight kind of reaction. This is where we're retraining and our programming and saying and realizing change is part of life, change is good, seasons change, day changes into the night, so our body doesn't automatically go to fight or flight, and that is a practice. It's a literally an energetic posture. So when we're thinking about we're changing our foundational energy, which has been based on fight or flight, and so we've been reactive and changing and switching over to the feeling body, which again has so much more symmetry, it has balance, so it allows us to go with these changes and even embrace these changes, because it's all about transformational energy. It's all about being able to lighten our wattage, and so then we feel lighter, we feel lighter, we absolutely are able to go through life lighter, and when stuff does happen to us, we're able to work with the energy instead of against it. All righty? And I just heard my beeper off, and I know we got to go to another break. So thank you for calling, Ella. And we're going to go to our next break. You're welcome, hon. You have a great day. We'll go to our next break, and we are listening to Gary O'Connor Show, and we'll be right back. Right on.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe they make. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, never any empty calories. You can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet foods can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Reclaiming Your Fearless Nature with Annette Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we're taking your phone calls. And Benny, speaking of phone calls, why don't we go to this phone line?
Sounds good, and let's do so. Actually, let's jump to an instant message first.
All
and
right.
Those people out there, if you're you know, at work or at school or something like that, and you're listening to us online, you're more than happy to give us an instant message rather than calling in. I know the phone lines have been pretty much booked, but you know, also if you can't speak out loudly, Amanda has done so. And what you can do is hit up psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com. There's an instant feedback message there for all the connections on sending us a message, and we'll get to it on the air as quick as we can. And like I said, Amanda has done so from Las Vegas, Nevada, and she writes in, I've recently been diagnosed with PCOS. I don't know what that is. It's PCOS, which interferes with reproduction, and I just want to know if me and my husband will ever know and also will have the joy of having a baby. So,
okay.
I'm unfamiliar with that. Maybe it's you know, abbreviated for something. I don't know. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't, but
okay.
It doesn't really matter because
okay.
I just read her energy field anyway.
Sure, okay.
What I'm looking at is, especially over, because she's just been diagnosed, I'm seeing threes all over your body, Amanda, so think of threes. When I see threes, especially if somebody's in a shower of threes, it's not my only message of over the next 3 days, next 3 weeks, next 3 months. It's like you're getting out this energy fog. Think of the rug getting pulled out of you by getting diagnosed. But the threes are significant because I see Archangel Gabriel coming in, and Gabriel is the communicator angel, increase in communication. And the biggest communication I describe to people is the communication between the right side and the left side of our body. And so that means the more our body can communicate, the more it can heal, the more it can heal, the more it, actually it's interesting, right? When I said the word heal, I saw your whole uterus instantly have a lining of like a, within your uterus, like when you get pregnant, it looked like it went instantly to like an inch and a half. And so when it's right down the bottom, so I would find more information, be able to look at alternative stuff for yourself, be able to dive in, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, into next 3 months. Be proactive. Don't be in denial. But whenever anybody is diagnosed with any kind of disorder or disease, I always tell people to kind of put it off on the shelf, meaning it doesn't define you. Who you are, Amanda, is a piece of God source creator that knows no dis-ease, but it's not, again, about denial. Do the practical steps that you have to do to get more information. Find alternative things. There's tons of information on the internet. Google, find, especially I'm seeing alternative things, because when I'm looking at the Gabrielle, she's all about, again, increasing the communication, and that means the body can communicate to each other and heal itself better. And I did see the lining in your uterus be able to get thick, and so that to me would be, you're being able to not get pregnant is not, and that means to me you'll have the possibility of getting pregnant. So you want to step out of the fear part. Again, be very proactive, especially there's like a, not urgency, but there's a real big push of it, and it could even be what you and your husband are feeling right now, of diving in and being able to be well-educated. Ask for support for him. That's very important because it's all about communication, because you tend to do things yourself. And so this is where you ask for support from sacred friends, from your husband, and be able to back up yourself. It's like I'm seeing this U-shape of people behind you. So be supportive by friends that can understand you. Learn to, again, ask for help. If you need to even grieve for this, let your body grieve, because it's going to be really healing for your body, increasing communication. And again, I'd get merged with any kind of alternative kind of thing too, because I don't see that it's the door is totally shut for you to get pregnant. And so I want to say good luck, and email me and see, let me know how you're doing.
That's good. Perfect. And,
yep.
You know, she does live in Vegas, so luck should be on mostly everyone's side when they head into town there. And just to let everybody know, I'm expecting to. I'm going to be a dad here coming up next year in January, and it's twins,
right.
Carrie. I know you're totally excited for me. And
yes,
man,
I'm
still kind of like by myself, you know, beside myself, that is, and just be like, oh my God, I got twins coming. So definitely.
I say it's the best way to start.
I know, right?
Children, twins. There you go.
I know. Instant family, just like
that's
that.
That's right.
Something is definitely in the water.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Maureen now has called in from Seattle. She was looking for, well, actually, she's in a relationship with a particular partner, and it's been in and out of the last couple of years. She wants to just know a little further detail and see where it's going to go. Maureen,
alrighty.
Welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie. Thanks so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Maureen?
Yeah, I've been in a relationship with this man for 4 years, and it's just been very tumultuous, and all of our mm-hmm. issues just mesh perfectly, and mm-hmm. a lot of mm-hmm. miscommunication and getting triggered, and it's like, mm-hmm. should I just let it go, or it mm-hmm. just, it's mm-hmm. kind of crazy.
Okay. Maureen, what I'm seeing more than ever, and this goes along with the talk that I was talking earlier about the snake medicine, that some people come in for a reason, some people come in for a season, some people come in for a lifetime, and that's friends, partners, everything. And what I'm looking at is that you're between, it's like your leg, your right leg is stepping up, which looks like a box. It's a gold box to go up, to take the yourself up to the next level. And so think of that's where you don't want to be split apart. You don't want to feel the ups and downs of the relationship because it's getting more choppy for your emotional body, and I'm seeing like tears in it. And so those kind of relationships absolutely take a toll on us physically, mentally, emotionally. So when you're putting your right foot up, it's like ready to take action, especially from now over the next 4 days, 4 weeks into the next, not even more than four weeks, it'll spill over to the next 4 months, but your energy is bringing back to April of 2009. There was, I'm watching this crack in the foundation of your relationship. So think of what was going on at that time. Don't get hung up on it. It could just be it's like the this straw that broke the energy crack of the back of the foundation of the relationship. But bottom line, as we're working with this energy, it's like really being able to ask yourself, does this feel light for me? Because our guides or angels will not make us do anything. You know what I mean? It's like they could, it goes back to how we're feeling. If we want to stay in toxic relationships, and they will say, okay, you're ordering up more toxicity, we'll stand by you because that's what unconditional love is. And so, but what I'm seeing within your energy field, and you're even sounding tired and sounding drained by this, because when I'm looking at his energy pattern right now, there's a part where he's not ready to take up that next step. Does that mean that he can is not going to change? No, I always think everyone has the potential to change. And so, but right now, his energy of February 13th, he's pretty much cemented even from last, the 209, and that this is the way that he's even used to relating. And so then it goes back to as far as he'll even be hanging in there, this kind of relationship. I'm seeing like an infinity eight that's really long and stretched. And so it's like nobody ready to leave, wanting to leave, but everything really stretched out. And so it goes back to as far as I see you heading to the door and ready to open the door and look out of it, and that means exiting the relationship or at least exiting what it is now, maybe even taking a break and be able to recalibrate, because sometimes that's what we need to do to be able to get a breather, to be able to look at the relationship as an observer, literally pay attention to how draining it is, especially when you're feeling the ups and downs, because what the energy is doing with the earth and everybody, anybody that's in those kind of relationships, are there, it's, things are spinning up, so people are experiencing their toxicities more faster and faster, and our body seems to not be able to tolerate as much because we are being encouraged to get lighter and lighter. As far as in our, it's like think of like attracts like, and so it gets very draining, and then it goes and it spills over to other directions in our life. And so this is where I'm seeing you being able to, there's a part of your four-year-old child that is holding on to, it looks like an umbilical cord that goes to him. So it's both of your wounded children's part that is staying in the relationship. But as you energetically feel supported within yourself, it's like energetically backing yourself up as far as especially having that four-year-old feel like she has, is supported, like I call it with divine parents. And so and that allows you to feel like I can make this step and I'm not going to fall on my face, I'm not going to fall backwards. And it really helps you become like the observer. And even whenever I see a movie screen and I'm seeing Archangel Michael coming in for real strong strength here and protection, and the movie screen message is if you were to be the observer in this relationship, or a good friend of yours was in this relationship and went out to lunch and was telling you about it, what information would you give her? Because a lot of times we're so up close to it, we don't see how much, again, it's draining, or it's so, we get messages as like, something's got to give, something's got to change, and then we think it's internal change is what is, has to happen, then it spills over to the outside. And again, I keep on seeing that it goes back to you because I'm seeing him being cemented in his patterns, and that the way he is. And so that's the way he's presenting his energy right now. And so think of people come in for a reason, season, lifetime. There's a lot of healing to come into the relationship by just even deciding that you don't want to be in the toxicity up and down anymore because you're entitled to more, and that you, it's about self-nurturing and being able to say, I deserve more, and not necessarily having to jump to another relationship, but really working on core issues within yourself, especially as far as self-worth and self self-nurturing, because, again, I'm seeing these stretchy cords on your energy field that have you be able to get hooked into the patterns. And so the more we give that, have a solid foundation and really feel like it looks like a horseshoe and people's energy fields behind us, and that horseshoe literally creates like a push. Imagine like a heartbeat, and it goes right down to our subatomic particle that we feel supported, and that we allows us to stay in alignment and then become like a channel of energy that feels much more supportive, much more lighter, and then it allows us to also look around wherever in our light where we feel pulled down in toxicity. And that's where I see that this process has started with you in April of 2009, and that you're at the a cycle of really making that choice, and that gold box is meaning to step up and to look at this relationship at another level. And as soon as you do that, it's going to be very crystal clear for you as far as what to do. Most of your body, your 75%, is already putting that you know what to do. It's the 25% that's the wounded child that's afraid to take that next step. Talk to that child aspect of yourself. Love her back into wholeness. And then I see these glasses getting off your face, and the glasses has kept you in the relationship. And as they go off, it'll be, again, crystal clear for you what to do. Okay, Maureen?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And it's time for us to go to the last break of the show, and we will be right back. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll take more calls after this break.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Norris. And no, not that Chuck Norris. About a year ago, I got on the Take Shape for Life program, and I've lost 170 pounds. When I got on the Take Shape for Life program, I just set myself a goal. I decided I was going to go skydiving, but weighing 355 pounds, it was never an option. I hit 185 pounds and decided to take the leap.
Lose the weight and live life on your terms. To learn more, visit simpletolose.com. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor. And Benny, why don't we go to more phone calls?
Will do. You like to run it at me pretty quickly here. See if my fingers
That's
are
right.
faster than your mouth allows it. So let's go with Michelle from Gaylord, Michigan. She spoke with you about a month ago, and since then, though, she's been dealing with some strange physical symptoms. Let's see if we can help Michelle out. Michelle, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Oh, thank you, Benny, and congratulations. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, actually. I did speak with you at the end of June, and you gave me some tips and tools, which I have been using with, actually, I think, pretty good results. Mm-hmm. I am experiencing some sensations in my head, my eyesight, that sort of thing. I'm just wondering if
what kind of sensations,
there.
Michelle?
Like vision problems, tightness, not really headaches, but could be headaches.
When I'm looking into your energy field, I see this band. It looks like a headband that's around. It's like up the, take the third eye, split it in half, and it's a metal band. Whenever I see that, that is a part of it is a defense mechanism that goes way deep down, and I follow a tube to the center of your root chakra. But part of that band is also the tightness is taking in energy that's around you, that's contracting and feeling heavier. So it's our body will contract, and then it's going to activate your own energy, root energy in particular, to contract in that. Also, when I look at your eyes, when I turn you sideways, I see, imagine the eyes going back to like the pituitary or pineal gland and having what I see as affinity eights, and I look for flexibility, and they're contracted. They almost are looking like they're in the back of your eye socket, and it's a contraction of fight or flight or a fear. So, and also I don't want to see, and I see that there's a part of your, even going back down to your 1.5-year-old child and until 2.5, 3 years old, that imagine having such like a fright that you're closing your eyes and it's like a real strong fight or flight, and it feels like life and death to the young child part of you. I even start losing my throat voice and my throat chakra when I get tapped into the energy. And so think of this as a real time where I would encourage you to take your hands over your ears and see, feel, and sense infinity eights on the top of your head going all the way down your bottom. And then take your hands in the back of your like occipital bone in the front of your third eye. And again, rock the energy. See your eyes getting connected to the back of your head. Feel your third eye going down into the back of your head and visualize it spinning counterclockwise. Clockwise, that a lot of times when we think too much or we're trying to open up the intuition too fast or we go into the fight or flight, we do all these different postures and it literally blocks it out. So being able to pull back the energy is going to, with your third eye in particular, is going to help with that band part. With the energies of the eyes, just see them going forward or draw literally infinity eights around your temples or hold the energy points around your temples. There's three different points that, like the acupuncture points that are connected around the temples that have to do with fear, allowing yourself to go back to self. And so, and I give those exercises out to anybody. So you could email my assistant Wendy and ask for the balancing exercises for being able to, the meridian exercises. And it's a picture of a head just to remind her what to do. So all that, Michelle, has to do with an energy defense that, and I also see that you're energetically dehydrated. And even if you're drinking a lot of water, we can go through periods where we even can use more water. And if you are not taking lecithin yet, I would encourage you to take it because that lecithin really helps with the nervous system, brain function, but it also helps with real deep cellular fear in part of your body. Show me like a fear that goes back to when I see everything is really black and primordial. It feels like I'm swimming in your unconscious. It goes way, way back to old patterns and way, way back to even like old past life things. So hydrate yourself, and again, of course, and actually just saw it, doing infinity eights, tapping around your eyes, like doing very light taps, or even just drawing infinity eights around your eyes, and then going back to drawing them in, from your eyes to your, like over the ear meridian, all of that will be replacing the energy. Also, put your hand on your hips and move your hips from side to side, because that's going to help the energy that's pulling me down into the root chakra. Do like pelvic tilts and then feel your energy going down to the center of the earth. Visualize yourself going down to the center of the earth. And it's a real dimension down there. Feel yourself going through down there, especially when you start the morning. It's just like go down to that dimension and it's going to make you feel a lot more grounded, and then you won't have the the posture of what your head's doing right now. And also pay attention to when that band gets tighter, if you're around situations, scenarios, literally places or things that make that band tight, because people, we give information all the time in their tubes that we do balls, give balls to each other, and we can download people with dark balls, which would make us contract. And so people could do it unconsciously. And so a lot of times we do that when we're even trying to get information out, or a person saying, what are you thinking about? If you looked at energy patterns, they're attaching a cord to the top of your head and trying to extract energy out. And sometimes it could be unconscious. It doesn't matter if it's unconscious or conscious, because the results are the same. So pay attention to situations and scenarios of where you feel that contracted energy, and don't judge it. Just be aware of it, and then just be aware not to be around it if possible. If you have to be around it, make sure that you do those techniques. And also, I just saw you hit your head over fire, and so doesn't mean stick your head in fire by any means, but fire is a great transformer, and it helps us get other people's cords off of us. And so even being in front of a candle, and use your intention that you're bringing that fire up and over your seventh chakra, it cleanses and clears it, or putting that violet flame in the root chakra and shooting it up out over your seventh chakra, like fireworks, and even up from the root chakra and shooting it up and out of your third eye will help get that band off. And shoot it out of the three, like at least 12 feet outside of your energy field, because that's where we help clear out other people's cords, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a lovely day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Michelle, for calling in. And I think, Carrie, we probably have time for one more caller. I apologize to our other callers online, but, you know, you give out such good information.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome. It just kind of like, you wish you can compact all of it in less than an hour, that's for sure.
Right.
All right, let's head off to Anita. She's calling in from Lubbock, Texas, and she's just wondering what might be the best step for a spiritual evolution forward for her, and see where the rest of her life is headed. Anita, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you so much. Beautiful to talk to you, Carrie.
Thank you. So what's up, Anita?
I really want to find out if there's any energetic blocks or people or anything that might be getting in my way mm-hmm. as far as my my spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. All right. When I'm looking at the energy field, you pull me right to the 2 to 4 feet on the right side. And so, and there looks like a packed, it almost looks like a blob of energy. It's kind of interesting. And so think of part of your growth period right now is like you're taking a magnet and pulling together, especially in your emotional body or your feeling body. It's like you're in the packed, you're collecting energy that can feel lower or just denser. And when I'm always mindful about lower, because I'm really into not putting this high that I am higher and lighter than somebody else, because that's just another form of separation. It's just energy is energy. It either makes us feel expansive or it makes us contract. And so it's when I'm seeing you doing this like putting this blob period, it's like you're collecting or giving yourself information of what it feels like to be in and around energy that drags you down, especially emotionally. And so I'm also seeing you taking and moving that from the right side to the left side. And when I see that move, that means putting it from your now in situations and scenarios and people that you could have put up with or thought you had to put up with, even those people that we think, oh gosh, they're family members, I cannot cut off my relationships with them. And it doesn't mean that we necessarily have to do that in the 3D world unless they're really draining us and it's very toxic. We can do it energetically where you put a protection around you so when they start the energies, you just don't get pulled into their drama. Most people, and even closest members to our family members, when we start doing evolutionary jumps and start raising our vibration, we would think that our family and those that are closest to us would support us. It's the opposite. And a lot of times it's even subconscious. They're feeling the shift and they're terrified because they are feeling you energetically leaving the family grid or the friends and family grid. So it's like kind of like misery likes company is one of the sayings, or even on a subconscious level, it's a tribal energy where they're used to you being in a certain signature, and when you start shifting, it's a mirror that brings them into fear within the self. So part of it has to do with you, part of it has nothing to do with you. So the biggest thing that you could do for your spiritual growth is grow anyway and evolve anyway, because that's what we all came down here to do, is evolve, to have human experiences, to have feeling experiences, and into when we don't evolve, we start devolving or staying static and getting stuck in those gerbil rides. So I'm watching you clearing out your right side, which is great because that's going to clear the messages that you're giving to the universe, increase clarity in that. And that also sees where I see I'm watching your energy going into the year 2011, where you really open up the left side, and I'm watching this like wave of blue energy, blue purple coming in for you. And that's bringing in the divine feminine energy. And she really, like, it's like a wave that goes through your whole emotional body and really brings in balance and really puts the grids of the feeling body, which is definitely different from the emotional body, as I said before. So think of this as a transformational period of time for you. And again, it's like that magnet gathering. It's going to become very obvious as far as when you feel drained, just pay attention to. Even when I go to different stores, all of a sudden I can't go there anymore because it just feels too heavy. And I look at